Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hi, good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I am Sabrina, as Volante Grant said. She is the owner of WBDN Media by Design Network. It is wonderful to have you on this Thursday morning. It's about 45, 50 degrees here in Las Vegas. I know we're not in Utah or Canada where it is just snowing and people, it is cold. We want to take a few minutes here, and we just want to say a prayer for the families that are in San Bernardino, California, where they had the shootings and 14 people died. So let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort those families today, comfort people who know them, and there is no rhyme or reason why those people did that. It's cowardless, it's rude, it's crude, but Lord, these people have to move on, they have to heal. Please give them the opportunity to heal and let them be able to deal with the situation. Lord, we're at a nation time where people are just killing each other. It's just sad. So we pray for those families there, and we ask for them to for you to help them there. Today, we're going to be on the line with comedian Sammy D. Before we get on the line with Sammy, I'm going to go ahead and read you a little thing that I do. I love Game of Thrones and Vikings. I love old history. I'm very much a history buff. And I love coloring. And this is a quote from Game of Thrones coloring books. It says, every noble house has its words, family mottos, touchstones, prayers of sorts. They boasted of honor and glory, promised loyalty and truth, swore faith and courage, all but the Starks. Winter is coming, and the Starks' words. Sammy D's on the line. I know he didn't hear me when I said we go to him, but I see him on the line. But you know what? What models does your house have? What words of encouragement do you have for your family, for your house, for your family, for your friends? And I know I have a friend, and we have a circle. We call it Extra Circle. It's only a couple of us there. And hold on real quick. Good morning, Sammy. How are you? And happy birthday.
Great. How are you doing? Thank you.
Good. We're talking about family models real quick. I always start off with a quote. So my family motto is, in our family, we have loyalty, respect, and honor. Because without those, you have nothing. So I just thought that was an interesting one to read today. Sammy, do you have a family motto or words that you guys live by?
I think we live by the live, love, and laugh motto. I think that would be our best fit.
All right. So Sammy is a comedian. I met him through Queen Sylvie. Queen Sylvie has a show on Tuesdays at Alpha Fishbowl Radio out of Dallas, Texas. So Sammy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you're from and tell us how you got into comedy.
Well, I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. I moved to Arlington just last year, originally just for college, but I actually was watching a comedy movie by Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias, and I was watching the movie, and the movie had him as a kid watching another movie about a comic, and that's what inspired him in the movie. And I was in the movie watching it, and I'm like, man, I feel just like that. So, like, the next week, I decided I was going to go to a comedy club. I wasn't old enough, so I had to wait till I was 18. So that's when I went. And I killed my first one at an open mic, so I just kept going.
Wow. Now, do you travel with your family, or do you travel by yourself? And what's it like to be a comedian? What's the toughest part?
Toughest part right now, I travel by myself right now. I'm still actually a college student right now, so I'm based around DFW, but the hardest part is being a college student and trying to be a coach, because it's like chasing two dreams at the same time with no money. It's hard.
What are you studying in college, and where do you go to college?
I go to UT Arlington. Out of Arlington is right by Dallas, Texas, and I'm studying business management right now.
Okay.
I want to start some businesses along with being bringing laughter to the world.
All right, now, who's your favorite two comedians that you, I know you said one, but who's your other one that you model yourself after?
Man, I actually, I like a lot of different styles, but I like Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, and Steve Harvey. I got to put all three of them up there because I like all of them.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, he has short comedy. Let me stop. Okay.
I got it.
I just had to say it. You know what? Sorry, Kevin. You know, Kevin Hart, I love Kevin Hart. You know what's really funny is I didn't know who Kevin Hart was until, I think it was 2 years ago, one of my friends took me to a movie and to see Kevin Hart, and I was not really paying attention to the movie, and then somebody invited me to go see him and see him here in Las Vegas. And another one of our friends who had known who Kevin Hart was for years is like, you're stupid because you didn't even know who he was and you get to go to the concert. I mean, to his show. So yeah. Kevin Hart, he's funny. He cracks me up. I love his stories about women. Those are too funny because he just is, wow.
Yeah,
Do you prefer open mics or do you prefer shows booking you ahead of time? And what is your... and after you answer that, why don't you go and give us, what you would, like a show, like what you would do on stage. Like, take a few minutes and just go at it.
Oh, like live comedy on the radio?
Yeah, like live comedy on the radio, like you're on stage.
I'll see what I got, but it's early in the morning. I'm going to throw my excuse out there.
Oh, my God.
There. What did you say? Do it first? I'm sorry.
Well, I forgot what I said. Don't worry about that. But I can help you out with comedy. Okay, so I do this a lot with the comedians that come on. And the topic I like talking about is women asking men out. Do you think that? So let's try to make a joke of that. What do you guys think about that?
Man, I love if women ask me out, but it's just that if you ask me out, you have to pay for the date too, because that's what y'all expect of us, so that's what I'm expecting back. And I don't want to go to no cheap restaurant. Don't take me to McDonald's. I want you to take me to the restaurant that you would have wanted me to take you. I want some cheddar baked biscuits and some lobster and some steak and all that too. Don't go cheap me out.
So you're like saying that
yeah.
I'm going to ask you out. If the rule is on, like I want a nice dinner, I want the chair pulled out for me because you asked me out.
Yeah, or else you get the same thing the second day. I mean, unless you take me to McDonald's, then I'm going to take you to McDonald's or Wendy's if I'm down, because I'm broke.
I'm not, I have to share. I always share one of this story. When I get asked out, the guys always say, okay, I always say, so where are we eating? Because one date, I told the guy that I wanted to go to Fleming's. Fleming's Steakhouse, famous steakhouse. I know they have them around the world, I think, but I know one's here in Vegas. I said Fleming's Steakhouse, and I keep saying Fleming's because that's an F in the letter alphabet. He took me to Wendy's. Okay. Fleming's, F and W are way apart in the alphabet, first of all. Fleming's and Wendy's are way on two different levels. You asked me out. I told you where I wanted to go. Come find out this guy rented a car. He was living with his mom, which I'm cool with all that. Had you taken me to Fleming's. Had you taken me to Fleming's Steakhouse, I would have been cool with all of that. But if you live with your mama or whatever, as long as you could pay for the date, I would have been okay. But see, I'll
take you to the right restaurant.
Take me to the right one that you said. And he agreed to that. So then we get to Wendy's, right? And he says, okay, well, you can order anything under $5. I was done. I called up my best friend. I said, can you come get me? I'm done. That's it. I can't even get
Wendy's, man.
You know, Fleming's and Wendy's are two way off restaurants, and the F and W in the alphabet. So I don't know how you, because he said, I thought you said anywhere. No, I said Fleming's and Wendy's. Those are F and W. Can you hear the difference?
He must have caught him on a budget.
Okay, whatever.
He had that selective hearing with the wallet.
He was done when we got to the restaurant, though. We got to Wendy's, because I was done. I called my friend up after the $5 limit. I'm like, really? Okay, I'm done. I'm like, okay, you know what? That's it. Because when I bench press now, at that time I was only bench pressing 160. I bench press 265 now, so I was eating a lot. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, what the frick am I going to be able to eat for $5? I mean, really? And I don't eat hamburgers and cheese.
You gotta get that. Eat right, man, especially if you're working out. I can't even bench press 260 right now. I'm going to have to step my weight game up.
I love working out. I mean, I was 2012, September 2012, I was 350. And now I am, December 2015, I am probably 215, 220 because I bench and I lift weights and stuff. But I'm not bulky. I'm very curved out. Because I'm just like my sister. Sisters Venus and Serena. We're very curved out. We lift, but we do it to build muscle and tone. So yeah.
Not to throw the word around.
Yeah, no. I bench so that most men like that. Because this is my thing. This is my date. I have a date list. A dating thing I hand you if you want to date me. Because guys will tell me after, like, they have coffee with me the second time, I might be interested in dating you. And I give them this list. It's 32 points on it. Yes, it is. You got anything to say to that one?
Well, here's the contract.
No, it's just 32 things. And the top five things is you have to love God, okay, or believe in a higher power, and you cannot be an atheist because I can't deal with you, you're atheist. God, I have friends who are atheists, but I can't be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Can't be atheist because we're not going to get along, so let's just get that to the point. Two, you have to like football, NFL, and you cannot talk about the Dallas Cowboys. That's number three. I don't care if you hate them really bad.
Ooh,
I don't care
that. That would be a hard one right there. That would be the hardest one. Every time you lose an argument, I'll bring up the Dallas Cowboys. Like, look at you. You're playing like Dallas. That would be it.
My best friend is a guy, okay? His name's Danny Borgiorno. He's my coach, too. But he is my best friend. We're best buds. So it's okay for him to talk about Dallas, right? Because he says there's man rules, right? There's man rules. You don't talk about another man's team, blah, blah, blah. Well, how come when Dallas loses, oh, they got raped. They sucked. But if the Broncos lose, and I say something, why are you talking about my team? Oh, you just talked about my team. Cam Newton came in with my team last week because you said that they were going to get raped by him. I never say that about your team. So we have
But the Panthers going ham, so you can't say nothing about the Panthers, though. He got to take the L on that one.
Shut up, Stanley. So you think your team going to the Super Bowl, then?
Man, I really don't even have a team. Being from Mississippi, I just watch football. I'm not a
Sammy, you need
football.
A team. What kind of crap is that?
People be telling me I'm a basketball person. No, I like the Miami Heat. That's my team. I honestly haven't been keeping up.
We can get along. Because, see, I was a Lakers until they split Kobe and Shaq. And then I followed Shaq. But I stayed with Miami Heat. Now I'm very loyal to Miami Heat now. Even LeBron, when he went back to his team, I'm surprised he went back, and I thought they were going to burn him because they burned his jersey, but they didn't.
Nah, they going all ages. So the kid back when he on top, man. If he was losing, he came back dead. They'd burn some more jerseys.
They'd burn more jerseys than him in the
tail. Like, go back. What you think about the people? No, have you heard about the people supporting Kobe? Like, retiring, I heard some people came all the way from overseas, like, spent $7,000, quit their job from overseas to come see this man play.
What?
Yes. $7,500 for the flights and everything.
And I love Dallas Cowboys, but I'm not quitting my job paying $7,000 for nothing. Not unless Kobe was giving me back the $7,000. Okay?
Yeah, he's going to give me a contract in the NBA or something, man. He's going to hook me up. What's some endorsement?
Kobe's just a man. And so, you know what? You know what though is funny is that people do that. That's funny you say that. Because people will spend their life savings on to see a star that doesn't even know their name. You know what, Kobe? I have to give it to Kobe. Kobe's had a great career. He's a stellar one of the best. He's up there with Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. He's a stellar player. But it's time for him to retire. And you know what? But I love basketball. Again, my friend and I. Now I am from Cali, so I will pick LA. Los Angeles Lakers over at Clippers. Clippers don't got nothing and never will have nothing. I don't care what nobody says. Okay, Danny, I said the team. Clippers.
They're going to be the new city team after this.
Huh?
I said they'll be the new city team in a couple of years, I think. Ain't from that.
Yeah, and you know that L.A. is trying to entertain an NFL football team now. They should just stop. When the Rams left, we were good. We don't need no more teams. To come
here, to come play for us. Cali got at least, 5 teams? Basketball and football?
Oh, they do?
I think so. Y'all got Oakland Raiders.
Oakland and San Diego, and who else do we have? With Oakland Traders, San Diego, they're not even a real team, Chargers. They can't play. What else do we have?
They do good. They have a good night.
San Francisco, which is a good team. At the bus stop? Yeah. That is my son, the radio people. He wants to ride to the bus stop. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, Sammy. So what else let's talk about real quick. I forgot what I was going to actually talk about. Guys who don't know how to work on their cars.
Guys who don't
know how to work on their cars.
My pops is a mechanic, so I kind of grew up around it. But I just know, only thing I don't know how to fix is something that's over $5,000.
Okay,
because I got money for it.
I'm going down the street the other day. Guy is on the side of his car, looking at his car. He has a flat tire. He's pacing back and forth on his cell phone. I make a U-turn, go back, and say, dude, you need some help. He goes, no, you're a woman. I said, dude, can you change a tire? He goes, well, you're a woman. I said, dude, can you change a tire? He's like, I said, where's the spare at? He goes, what do you mean? It's in the trunk, fool. He goes, no, I don't know how to change a tire.
I'm pretty sure it's a Bible verse where you have to be able to change a tire. If you do,
no, when I was married, my ex taught me how to. Our first date was learning how to change a tire. Our second date was learning to change oil. The third date was learning how to recognize anything in a car that might be a problem or pistons, anything like that. So I'm like, I helped the guy. He had called the tow truck. So by the time the tow truck guy had came. I had the tire off the tire. And the tow truck guy looks at the man and says, dude, you didn't need my help. He goes, I didn't do that. She did. The tow truck guy says, I was laughing for like about 5 minutes. He goes, dude, what is she? Is this your girlfriend? He goes, no, this lady just came up and helped me. He's like, I'm embarrassed for myself. You should be. And then the tow truck guy says, why did you stop? I go, because it's like if it's a woman on the road and I see a woman on the road, I'm going to stop and help. So what makes the difference? Because he's a man, I'm supposed to assume. He was pacing back and forth. Obviously, he didn't know how to change a tire. And the tow truck guy goes, you are too funny. So I'm helping him. I'm a good citizen.
That makes you the real MVP and Captain Save a Wolf for the time.
This is what I can't get a man. because men tell me I'm way too independent and I'm my own island. I really am. I can cook. I can clean. I like doing laundry. I have a full time job. I have a radio show. I write. I just need a man to just sit there and look cute. I don't need you to be doing all that other stuff. Just shut up.
Hey, that sounds about like wifey right there.
Huh?
That sounds about like wifey right there. Get that contract out real fast. We can go on a mechanic day too.
Cause you, and I know how to take care of the cars. I just on old island. So guys, it is so funny because I was reading the article and it says evaluate yourself why you might be preventing yourself from getting dates. And I said, oh yeah, I'm preventing myself from getting dates. The minute that somebody wants me to play, they always want me to play stupid because I'm so cute. They think because I'm so cute that I don't know anything. I have 3 bachelors and a master's degree. I can't help it.
What? 3?
I love learning, and you know what? And it's hard for me to pretend that I'm stupid. And I try to. I mean, for the fact that I love cooking, and I don't want you to cook. And I love doing laundry. I want you to do laundry. I think you should just be happy with that and not be concerned that I know how to change tires and oil and all these other things. I think it just becomes
that means you're dealing with a scary dude who don't know how to do the things you do. He's scared you're going to take his job one day.
I have taken a couple of good jobs. I can't help it. I'm trying not to.
You come in the gym, take a bodybuilder's job, busy 260 and that. Talk about what is?
I try to hide that I'm a, you know what? It's funny because I went from hating the gym and working out until I love the gym, and I can't, I mean, and even at the gym, I try to pretend, like the guys who ask me, like, you need a spot, no, you can you get those weights up? And I'm like, I guess. And then they move me and say, let me help you. I'm like, okay. And then they said, well, you sit down here. And then they're trying to explain it to me, and I've already pumped out 15 reps and got up and looked back at them and walked away because you didn't think I was stupid.
I mean, you're too good.
You think I'm stupid. I know how to lift. But if you were, I was just going like that because that's what you expect females to do. You were supposed to go, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, shit, get away from me. I know how to bench. I don't need no help. That's probably why I'm 51 and will stay single for the rest of my life and travel around the world and just talk to everybody because I am so freaking independent and I love it.
I feel you. You gotta find somebody on your level, though, man. On your weightlifting level.
Yep. You know what? I will. I need a guy that can lift more than me, and then I'll be quiet. Because when I can lift more than you, then I'm not really interested in you. Because it doesn't make it. What's the point? I can arm
wrestle
you.
That's my suit down.
Huh?
I said that's my suit down because you benching more than me right now. You need a guy that can lift a car up, so you can change the tires and he can lift weights, and that's where y'all in sync. I feel like that'd be your perfect relationship right there. Y'all just ride around helping out guys with flat tires. You know, he lifts up the car, you change the tire, and the guy just standing there amazed. And then he goes to his gynecologist the next morning because that's how you made him feel.
Sorry, you feel that way. I can't help it. I'm trying, family. I don't know what to say to people. I don't know what to do. You know what? But I'm starting to enjoy this being single thing and really embracing it because the more time I stay single, the easier it is for me to just I get things done. And you know what the perks of being single is? You know, when you're single, you get into all the clubs, you know, free, and you just look cute, and you just, I mean, I love it. I don't think I've been paid for one club here.
I think that's because you might have a female, you know, you might be a female, because I've never had that happen.
Is it because I'm a female?
Yeah, you know what?
It's
definitely because of that.
Sam, you know what it is? I'm 51, but I don't look a day over 35, so I think that helps too.
I believe it's the way you live and keeps you fit, keeps you tight. Keep it right.
I do. And everybody laughs at me because I have two personalities. They say when I go out to the club. At work, I'm a little Mrs. Peabody with my glasses on and my hair in a ponytail. But when I go out, I look like the apple bottom jeans off. Oh, Lord Jesus, take me out. I got out. She escaped out of her house, and she's out clubbing, and she's having a good old time.
You fool.
It's like two personalities that come out. It's like, what is at work? Everybody at work thinks I'm so boring, but they don't even know. In my other life, I'm like Miss Party Girl, and I'm having fun and living it up. But yeah, I was listening to that song, Apple Bottom Jeans. I was like, that's actually me. I gotta get
like
the
cinnamon jack dude.
So anyway,
you gotta find that balance though.
I'm actually starting to find a balance. You know, people, it's really, and I joke about being single. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I've cried many tears in the last year and a half. Actually, let me stop. Two years, 45 days and 3 minutes. Because it was at the 3 minute mark on the 45 days. I was like, I'm done crying. Okay, enough. Moving on. So
yeah,
I was like, and I have cried about being single and you know what? But I'm embracing it now, and it's a good thing. I get to do so many wonderful things that you couldn't really do. Like, I volunteer at a hospital with babies, and just to hold the babies because the parents can't be there all the time, or the babies don't have parents. So I couldn't do that if I was married, because I'd have somebody obligated that needed me. I have kids. Don't get me wrong. But my kids have told me already they're done with me. I'm just here to fund their life and to make sure that they get what they need. And they're 18 and 15. I appreciate their honesty. And they graced me with their presence last week. They let me take them go-kart racing. So, you know, they told me to find hobbies and stop following them around. So, by my teenagers, get a life. So, yeah, now
yeah.
I have a life. So yeah, no. So I couldn't do all those things that I couldn't help all the people that I help and go do all of, because I do a lot of volunteering and I couldn't. So you know what? I know people it's taken me a long time to laugh about being single, and I'm telling you. But you know what? Some of the things that I get to do and enjoy, and the people I get to help, you know, in order to be happy, you have to be happy with yourself, and I think that's one of the things.
Yeah, gotta make yourself happy.
You got to make yourself happy. So I mean,
I made myself happy.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying you got to. You're going to be depending on somebody else for something that you should be able to do for yourself. That's the simplest thing, which is smiling.
Oh, right. Hold on. We have a caller. 51. Hold on. I put my glasses on, my Peabody glasses. 513-630. Who's on the line?
This is Kendall.
Why did you laugh?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? You do a radio show?
Yep. On
I'm
the radio,
your biggest fan.
Kendall.
Are you his fan, Kendall?
His biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
Thank you for calling in. So, Kendall, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Ohio.
Well, nice to meet you. And why do you enjoy Sammy D's comedy?
He's just funny. That's it. He's funny.
He is
really
funny. He is. Did you hear him on the radio this morning about me finding a man that the guy lifts a car and I just changed a tire? Did you?
What? No, I missed that part.
Oh. I wanted you to call in earlier so he could hear everything.
Okay, so here's I'll make it a short version. I helped the guy change his tire because he didn't know how, and I was telling Sammy that I need a man that can bench press more than me at 260, because I bench press 265. So Sammy said, Sammy, what did you say?
Mm-hmm. I said you get you a guy that can match your weight bench pressing. He can lift cars, and you can change tires around the city, and y'all could be Captain Save a Wolf. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And y'all
see
the guys who got help to the gynecologist.
Oh. Because I heard his little feelings. Sammy, where can people find you at on social media, and what do you have coming up next?
I don't have anything coming up right now, but I updated on my Facebook, which is Sam Harion, S-A-M space H-A-R-R-I-O-N, comedian Sammy D, on Facebook, Instagram, Mr. M-R dot S-A-M-M-I-E-D, and Twitter, Mr. underscore Sammy D.
This is my public service announcement, and this is for all of my African Americans, Black Americans, I prefer Black Americans, Hispanic, and Asian Americans. You guys, you know you have mental health issues, some of you, not all of you, but those that do, you need to go seek help because you are torturing your family members. No, they did not call in and ask me to call you out. I would if I could call your name, but I don't want to. So I need you to seek counseling because it's not about the man who's holding you back. It's about you needing some help. One, you might be depressed. Two, you might need somebody to talk to. Three, you just need to get help and get some help. Call 211. That's 211 in any state, and they will refer you for counseling. I know I joke about that, but I'm being serious because mental health is a big issue for minorities, and we are scared to treat it because we think that we're going to be judged and we're seen weaker. What's weaker is when you don't get treated. And I will tell everybody, and I've been sharing this for the last 2 years, I preach what I talk. I've been clinically diagnosed with depression. I work out and do exercise, but there's times in my life where I do have to go back on my medicine to help me even out. So I'm not telling you anything that you should, that to say you should just go do it. It's important, mental health, because you know what? It affects your family, it affects you, and your joy. As Sam is talking about, he lives by love, life, and joy. I think that's what he said. And Sammy, I always throw that in because I want people to understand that, you know what, you can live a better life when you can seek help. Maybe you guys don't need medicine, but just having somebody to talk to you, your pastor, anybody, but that's a running rampant in our society, and it's getting really out of control, and we need to treat it because we don't want our younger generations just to be burdened with that. So I just have that to say.
And we also, need the OCs right, too. We need y'all right.
Yeah, we need you guys right, because you don't want to be helping somebody change a tire on the side of the road and hit them with a tire iron because you're upset. All right. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know what? Sammy D and his birthday. Is today your birthday, right, Sammy?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Well, we're going to sing happy birthday to you, your biggest fan and me. Are you ready, biggest fan?
I am definitely ready.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
To you. Happy birthday to you.
I love her. She
I appreciate you.
Happy birthday, young man. You know what?
Thank you. I appreciate
you coming in. I love that you're in school. It's awesome to see somebody pursuing a career, but also getting education to back it. Because I interview lots of sports. Last week I had the opportunity to interview American Football League Raymond, and he was talking about he's in school because you know your career, your hobby or your career could end. Yes, comedy is great. What I do on the radio is great, but all of those can come to an end. You always need to have a backing, something to back you to fall back on, or something to fund you to get to your next level. Because I know for me, my job has funded me to get to the next level because I've had the opportunity to go to NFL, to Super Bowl, to the Stellars. So education or something, if you don't want to do formal education, you can own your own business. You can actually do vocational. You know what? You can be a pole dancer and have a series of pole dancing businesses. I don't care. As long as you have a legitimate paycheck.
It's harder to get into than you think.
Okay.
The last one, I was really looking forward to it.
If you go pole dancing, you can have $500. I just want to see that.
I think I'm going to be famous.
Okay. I say that because people always ask me, what if I wanted to pole dance? Well, then get a legitimate paycheck and then give it to you and fund your career. I don't care. But as long as you have something to back you to get you to the next level where you want to be, because this is a passion. You have a passion for comedy, for being a book writer, whatever your passion is, you have to live it. But you have to have that foundation to pay, because it's not easy to always find a sponsor. I'm just now starting to get sponsors for my radio show now, and I've been doing this for about a year and a half. So it takes time, dedication, and commitment, and you have to put that in. Congratulations
on that.
Thank you. Congratulations to Kobe Bryant, because this is going to be his last season. We love you, Kobe. You've done amazing. And Kobe hasn't been in too much trouble except for that first part when he was younger. But he's done really good.
I'll talk about that.
I know. He's a stellar athlete. To my Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to need you to at least win the game. I know we're not going to Super Bowl. I forgive you for that, Tony Romo, because you do have a hairline fracture, and I don't want you to die. But I'm going to need you guys to step it up. Now, to the Broncos, since you're my second backup team, you better not lose, okay? If this is Conversations with the Diva, this is Sabrina Williams signing off. It's a beautiful day. Love you guys. Peace out. Next week, we have Queen Sylvie on Wednesday night, and we'll have more comedians on Thursday. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was comedian Sammy D and his fan called in. Amazing. Thank you, God, for this day. We, again, remind people of Jeremiah 29:11. God wants to prosper you and not harm you. You're blessed to be here. Life is wonderful. Have a great rest of the week. If you need anything or just want somebody to talk to, hit me up at cvwtdiva@gmail.com or follow me at www.sabrinathediva.com. Have a great day.